Warriors-Rockets Game 3 in Houston, the second consecutive game where the Warriors would not have Stephen Curry in action. And the team getting some stability and poise again from Sean Livingston in the start. And off the bench, a stellar night from Mo Buckets, a team-high 22 points for Maurice Spates. He brought tremendous energy to this Game 3, while Livingston helped pace the Warriors late, several clutch shots, and a 16-point night for Sean. And the Warriors had the lead when it was 2-0 in the first quarter, then didn't lead again until late in the fourth quarter. Ian Clark with a huge impact late, but while the Warriors made a valiant effort to pull off the road victory, Houston grabbed the win by a point, 97-96, the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Ian was tremendous. You know, I thought he changed the game in the second quarter when he came in, and we were having a hard time moving the ball. And he just was cutting and screening, and even though he didn't make a shot in the first half, he was instrumental in getting us back into the game. And then, of course, he hit some big ones in the fourth quarter. Mo was great. We had a lot of tremendous individual performances. Sean, and I thought Andre did a hell of a job on Harden, too. Just wasn't enough. We had too many mistakes throughout the course of the game at both ends, really. Some silly turnovers. And then early, I think we had like 6 turnovers in the first quarter, and they scored on every one of them. So that got us off to a bad start. And then I thought defensively we made some mistakes. Monte Yunus hit a big 3 at the end of a shot clock. It was an easy switch. We didn't make the switch. So little things like that cost us in the end. It's never one play. It's always an accumulation. But overall, a great effort by our guys to get back into the game and give us a chance to win.
Steve, over here, I think the outsider watches it and just figures the Warriors are going to find a way to pull this out. What was it like for you guys on the bench? What was the feeling there? Were you having the same feeling that you guys would find a way?
No, we thought we would find a way, and we almost did. Just couldn't quite pull it off.
Steve, obviously, I know you're looking forward to possibly having Steph back. I mean, but just if you aren't able to have him, how encouraged are you by this performance that you can leave here and go back home?
I'm not really encouraged. This is how we're supposed to play. We should actually play better. We've made too many mistakes. As I said, we had a lot of good individual performances, but we got to play better as a team. So whether Steph's here or not, we should perform at a high level, which we did for much of the game, but we've got to eliminate some of the mistakes that we made.
Steve, you don't want to lose in any playoff game, obviously, but to split the games with Steph being out, is the expectation still to obviously be able to take every game, or do you find anything just
that's for you guys to write about? I don't think of it that way. I don't think about, let's get, this one or that one, or we're just trying to win every game. And we've got a lot of depth on this team. We should be able to win games when key guys are out, even if it's the MVP. And we had our chance. We had the lead late, just couldn't get it done.
Steve, is this result kind of affected the consideration over the staff for the next game?
Say that again?
Is this result of this game kind of affected the consideration over Steph?
No. If Steph's hurt, he's not going to play. If he's okay, he's going to play.
Now we listen in to what the coach on the other side had to say. Here's the Rockets' J.B. Bickerstaff after the game.
J.B., can you just kind of go through what you were feeling those last minute or so?
that was funny. trying to make sure that everybody maintained their calm and that we were able to execute what we were trying to do. We needed to get the ball in bounds a couple times. But they did a good job. Again, we talk about their physicality, the holding that takes place when you're trying to get open, those types of things. So they made it difficult on us to get the ball in bounds. But we had to come up with stops, and we came up with some big stops, defensive rebounds that were huge for us, areas that we'd struggled before. I thought we did a really good job down the stretch in those final minutes.
JB, the significance of getting off to a good start, they outscored us in every quarter except the first. In Golden State, it seemed like we were not able to get off early. Always seemed to struggle. But tonight at home, starting off hot, talk about the significance of getting off to a good start offensively.
I think that was huge. I think, here in front of our home crowd, be able to carry that momentum. But you could just tell by the way we played, we were playing with a purpose. You know, our pace was great. Our movement was great. You know, we were attacking. You know, we were dominant in the paint in that first quarter. We missed a bunch of bunnies, too. But we were getting to our spot, putting the pressure on them. And I think that's the way that we have to continue to play.
Jimmy, in terms of the toughness and the other things you wanted, how close was this game to what you envisioned?
I think it was it. It was what, you know, what we planned. It was what we talked about. You know, they made their runs, but we didn't fold. We didn't cave in. We stayed aggressive. We stayed physical. And, you know, we were able to get the job done. It was those gritty plays. You know, to come up with 16 offensive rebounds versus that team, you know, those are toughness plays. Those are grit plays. You know, there's the small battles that we talked about that were had to be won, and I think we won those small battles tonight.
I know we always talk about James, but does it still, like, you know, surprise you sometimes at what he does for you? He does so much for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the last shot was, you know, typical of what James does. You know, the move we've seen before, the finish we've seen before, you know, the hold of the follow through we've seen before. You know, you do get spoiled by it at times, but, you know, in these moments, you know, the biggest of moments, you know, you can't help but appreciate it. You know, the value of those 2 points, you know, if it's in the first quarter, you know, or the value of them, you know, that final minute of the game, those 2 points are much different. And, you know, against a very good one-on-one defender, he was able to get to his spot and get his shot. And that's the shot he works on every single day. So trusted his training, got to his spot and knocked it down.
We expect James to come up big offensively, but getting more distribution, Dwight, Demo, and then having Beasley come off the bench. Is that what you'd prefer to see, more distribution across the board?
Yeah, I think you need balance. You know, you obviously, you know, James is going to carry the majority of the load, but it has to be spread out everybody else. Then that way teams can't just key in on James. You know, they can't send 3 guys to the ball when he has it. When other guys are contributing, the floor gets spread. Now everything becomes easier. And, you know, it's going to be hard in these series to win it with, you know, one primary score. You're going to have to have a bunch of guys contribute.
Jamie, what does it say about your team that Golden State took that lead in the final minute, you know, basically in the final half minute, you guys were still able to pull it out?
Composure. You know, I think that was key. You know, we could have got rattled. You know, we gave up a lead. We could have put our head down being 0-2. We could have given in. We could have surrendered, but we didn't. You know, we had the mental toughness, the want to, the will to keep fighting. We didn't want to go get down 0-3. We didn't want to pack our bags and go home. So we did whatever we had to do to get the win. We came up with the win.
Considering the hits that James has kind of taken nationally just for this season in general, did you have any doubt in your mind that he was going to deliver for you in the clutch for you?
No, none at all. When he had the ball in his hands, you know, 9 seconds on the clock, I believe it was. He was coming across half court. You know, there was a confidence in him. You know, and again, we've seen it before. That's the thing about it. If he didn't work on his game and he didn't work on that play and that shot in particular, you know, you'd have questions. But in the 4 years we've been together, I can't tell you how many times I've seen him make that exact move and take that exact shot from that exact spot. So, when he had the ball in his hands, we had full confidence he was going to get it done.
And the next game in this series will come on Sunday. It's Game 4 back here at the Toyota Center in Houston with this Warriors Sound game recap. I'm Lawrence Scott.